Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Wendy's turn here. Under the bright hot light today is going to be Wendy. Thankfully, I'm giving the mess to you.
I just say don't judge until you hear the complete story.
All right, so you think about going on a vacation with a dude that you don't know 100%?
It's not that we've never met in person.
Just because he's 60 years old doesn't mean he's responsible.
He's not 60 years old.
He's more mature than a 21-year-old.
We actually met over the internet on back in the MySpace days.
Whoa, now this was, that's yeah, going no, way back. Way that's back. Like 7 months ago.
Wow.
This was like, probably 2 years ago.
Really?
I was watching reality TV. Popular. He was on a reality TV show. So like any girl, he was on one where there's a contestant full of guys. So the guys are really hot. So you just get curious to see if they're online or whether you can get in touch with these guys because they're just really cute and you think you have a chance all the time.
All right. Wait. I want to pause here for just 1 second and let this story wash over all of us. Mm-hmm. So you saw this guy on a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to or allowed to say which one?
I guess I could say he was on The Bachelor.
Okay.
But he was one of the contestants, so he was one of the guys that the girl had to choose from.
Okay. Oh, he was on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
On the Deanna Pappas season?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I don't want to say his name because he is on my Facebook.
What is his like category? Was he like bushy country singer?
He wasn't
guy
bushy.
Well, let's not give too much detail. So he was on The Bachelor.
You know, I just want to set the record straight to say, because I think this is fascinating here, that there was a dude on TV, thought he was hot, thought he had a great personality, and you actually pursued the dude.
Well, yeah, I was just kind of looking up guys on MySpace, and I was like, why not? If I can get in touch with them, maybe it would turn into something. I don't
know.
Some
call it ambitious, some call it stalkerish.
Stalker.
but that's fine. I'll take the title.
Excuse me, I have a creeper stuck in my throat. Hold on.
I'll take the title. No, I sent him an email, and he responded. This was 2 years ago through MySpace, and he responded, and we just sort of had this, like, email chat back and forth, and we found out our birthdays are like literally a day apart. So we've always joked that our birthdays are so close together. What are you doing for your birthdays? So every year we kind of check in with each other, but we keep in touch throughout the year. And he's just a really fun guy. We exchanged phone numbers, we've texted, we've talked on the phone.
Where is he now?
He lives in a different state. He doesn't live in Georgia.
Okay.
So he lives in a different state. So we usually just have phone conversations from time to time here and there. But obviously on Deanna's season, I talked to Deanna probably last year about this guy and said, you'd be perfect for him, blah, blah, blah. You should really get together. This is a really awesome, nice guy.
Now,
she
let
said
me
that
ask
to you.
This. Yeah,
said no, that to me.
But how long did Deanna really get to hang out with this dude?
Well, they hang out because they have like bachelor and bachelorette reunions. They hang out with each other all throughout the year. Like they don't just do
this. Is he going to be on the bachelor pad in August?
No, he will not be on that.
Man, I can't. He will not be on
that.
Was
that the house where all the bachelors are in hanging out?
They're going to bring back some of the stars from The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Jen, why are you being so mean? Wendy loves him.
I don't think he is. It's not that I love him. It's just an
idea.
You
think that there's a chemistry there.
It's just something that we've always thrown out there. Like 2 years ago, we're just like, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? Maybe we should get together. It'd be fun. It didn't happen.
So there's some flirting going on for sure.
This is a fascinating story because, I mean, wait a second. He's on The Bachelorette and Deanna Papp is giving you advice on going out with this guy? I mean,
like late last year.
Wow, that's cool.
And so my birthday is coming up right around the corner, and I threw it out on my Facebook. I'm like, birthday, I need to find somewhere where to go because I want to go on vacation for my birthday, get out of Atlanta for a little bit. And I'm like, hey, why don't we do this vacation thing? So we're throwing out ideas. There's nothing even remotely set in stone now. It's just an idea that I'm throwing out there to him because I think it would be really fun because we always joke every year.
This was your suggestion.
Yeah, I'm like, pick a place.
I mean, hey, Bert, it would be really fun. I totally met this hot girl on MySpace, and so I told her my birthday was the day after hers, and now I think she's definitely going to go spend a week in a hotel room with me. I'm totally going to get sex.
No, it's different. It's different when it's a celebrity, and it's okay.
I don't know that we could call celebrity, but he does come highly recommended.
To a lot of people,
he had to pass the screening process for ABC.
Right. Oh, yeah, that speaks volumes.
He had to fill out a really big application.
Go through like psychiatric tests too. But no, I mean, I just think it would be a fun idea if maybe if I brought a girlfriend along with me.
Yeah, he'd love that.
If he brought a dude, maybe.
If he brought another
guy. Then you guys are all hanging out together.
But even so, I think I would feel comfortable going on vacation solo. Like, I don't think it would bother me that much to go on vacation solo with this guy.
All right. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Okay, so let's go on a date with the situation.
Let's take the let's take the celebrity out of the whole thing. Okay, let's just say it's a dude that you've been dabbling with here in Atlanta, talking to on the phone, Facebook, and going on a vacation before you guys actually hang out with each other is risky business, man, on a couple of different levels.
But isn't that them hanging out with each other? Like, we say vacation, but they don't live in the same state.
Right.
Because I'm trying to compare it to online dating. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. How long have you been on the talking with them on the phone and online?
Probably about 2 years.
So 2 years.
On and off.
Let's pretend like they're online dating and that's how they met. And they've been on the phone, online dating, 2 years. And this is the first time they're going to meet. Well, they have to meet somewhere.
Okay, we need to define online dating because there's a definition for online dating that I find strange also. Like, if you consider yourself exclusive and dating and you have never met the dude yet and you guys have only talked on the phone, have never met and are just Facebooking or MySpacing each other, that's not dating.
But see, yeah, she's not doing
she
that.
She says she's not dating him.
She's not dating him.
But you guys haven't even gone out like a – I mean, you haven't seen him face-to-face, so to just go – all in on a week-long vacation with a dude that
is it going to be a full week?
I don't think it'd be a full week, but it would be a good couple of days, 4 days maybe.
So how are they supposed to meet? He's got to come here, she's got to come there.
Yeah,
and it's
or
not just
meet
for a
in
day.
The middle, meet somewhere cool. So it's kind of like even playing ground for both people.
What I'm saying is because they live in two different states, the way they would have to meet anyway is by meeting somewhere at a neutral location. And if you're going to travel, you're not just going to go for a few hours.
But shouldn't there be a baby step somewhere in between those two? Like, we'll go and have dinner first, and then we'll talk about hanging out for an entire weekend?
I do think it would be safer if he came here. Because if he came here to see you and, like, stayed in a hotel or something, you still have your place. Like, your friends know where you are. Like, you are more aware of your surroundings and you know what's going on. But
So not go anywhere else
I wouldn't
but here.
Plan to stay with him overnight. What if you don't want to?
But if he comes here, wouldn't he expect more from her than if they met somewhere with a bunch of friends?
It's going to be implied that if you guys meet in some neutral area or what have you, that he's getting some. Especially if you guys are staying in a hotel together.
I don't think necessarily.
You're out of your mind.
Wendy.
Come on now.
I don't think that should be anybody's expectation.
Wendy.
I really don't think it should be anybody's expectations. If I went up there, I don't expect anything like that.
Yeah, guess what? When I go to Five Guys, I don't expect to eat all of the enormous regular size fries they give me, but I do.
It always comes back to food for Jai. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you stay in a hotel room with him, an expectation.
Did you say that? That you're staying in a hotel room?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't. This is just an idea we tossed out there about a location. So we're talking about.
So you would get
about,
your own room and he would get his own room?
I think so, because I would bring a friend.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go by myself.
But you did throw out there that you might go by yourself with him also.
I did.
You're starting
you did
to back off
a
little.
You are. So, because that changes things.
Stick with your story. You want to go away by yourself with the dude who was on TV that's going to get in your pants.
He's not getting in my pants.
Chanel, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I just wanted to say to her, like, on the phone chemistry and in-person chemistry are two totally different things. And it just may not be the same thing when you guys meet up as you have over the internet and on the phone. And it can just fall flat. And then you've gone out of town and it's like nothing.
It just feels like there should be an introductory step before you, like, hang out for a couple of days or a week, whatever.
So he should just come here first and just hang out.
Or even if you, like, accidentally end up in his hometown, hey, I'm just having, I don't know, there should
just
be something.
By.
You say go for it, Melissa.
Yeah, I say if it, because I think they have been communicating for 2 years. If you make it a group thing, you don't stay in the same hotel, and you make it a place that you'd go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you and your friends say, look, I'm celebrating my birthday in, I don't know, Aspen or wherever, and then say, look, we're going to be there. You want to bring a group? We can celebrate our birthdays together and leave it at that and leave it open. And then if he doesn't show up, you're still celebrating your birthday. I don't think it's that big of a deal if you do it smart.
So you're eliminating solo right off the bat.
Because I think solo is far more dangerous. And I think that if you say you want to have this initial step, but for two people who don't live in the same state, that initial step is a lot of trouble and a lot of travel. And if you make it into their hometowns, there's far more expectation for something to happen than if you meet in a central location that's just a vacation place.
Hey, Allison, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
I traveled last year to Australia to meet someone that I had only met online. Same situation. We'd known each other several years online, but
it's not exactly close to be able to meet in person first before we traveled together. And we had a fantastic time. We both flew to Queensland, where the Great Barrier Reef is, and we went snorkeling and held koalas and fed kangaroos and had 5 fantastic days together.
Wow, 5 days, too.
Wow.
Well, if I'm going to go to Australia, yeah, I'm
sorry. No, I did rent a 2-bedroom condo that was right on the ocean, and I did make it clear ahead of time, because it was actually my trip, and then I invited him to join me for several days of it, that it was a 2-bedroom condo. He would have his own room, and then figured, you know, if we hit it off, we hit it off, but at least there would not be the expectation that we'd be staying together sharing one small hotel room.
Did you guys hit it off? Did he go down under?
Really? One step too far.
Your jokes are getting really shallow lately. What's wrong, honey?
I mean, they were shallow before.
Are you not getting enough sleep?
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
Honey, you're far more clever than this.
Good one.
I'm not so sure. There was a time.
Yeah, if you're going to offend, defend well.
Save them.
Dude, if one of my friends, that's a girl, even though I don't have those, was to tell me.
Circled right back to
what did
dig.
I say? What did I say? Was telling me that she was going to go to Australia. There's no way I'd advise her to even if it's a 2-bedroom condo, to be under the same roof as that dude.
Well, do you guys remember Morocco, Nicole?
Yes, that worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, but we were all like, don't go. I mean, because she was going to Morocco by herself to meet that guy she'd only met online.
They ended up getting married. Now they have kids. And he's living back here.
Yeah.
That thing was like red flagged all the way. And it worked out perfectly,
now,
right?
I never suggest you to stay with them. And you've never said that you are staying in the same hotel room.
No, this is just a location so far that we've thrown out. It's not anything definite. Like, there's no...
But I think if the plans progress further, I think you need to plan on 2 different hotel rooms. And if it works out great and you end up staying in one, super. But you need to have a place to go that isn't
just in
the same room as him. No,
absolutely, dude.
You know?
Yeah, it's nowhere overseas.
And don't do it the other way because it's cheaper.
Oh.
Don't just get one room with him because it's more affordable.
We'll give you money to get a second hotel room if that's what it takes.
And when you say we'll give you money, you'll never get
Melissa,
money out of
Melissa.
Melissa,
you have never given money to anyone
I'll
ever.
I'll give money to Wendy just to keep her safe. I ain't giving money to you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Calls I couldn't get to was Kristen, who said she did the same thing. Now the dude's her husband. Angel said the same thing. She went on one of these leap of faith dates also, or vacations, and she's married to him also.
Wow.
And then there's Kelly. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Oh, no.
Hey. Now, I just turned my radio on, and I thought I heard you said Wendy was going to date or go out with the situation.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what we said.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.